I'm Chris from All Things Good and Nerdy, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. The opinions expressed are those of the individual hosts. Make sure you check out all the other great podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
In a world where technology has brought order and awakened chaos, three men have embraced their destiny to slay the technological beast, or something like that. Join in the laughs, because it's time for the Digital Soup Podcast with Jason, Adam, and usually Dave.
Welcome to Digital Soup, the only podcast with a 42-1 record.
Well, we can't win them all.
No, but it's still a winning record, right, guys?
I think so.
All right, seriously, though, we do want to, again, apologize for the atrocious audio from last week. We can assure you that it will never happen again. Now, my name is Jason.
And 99% chance it won't happen.
Yep. And joining me in our talk of shame is Adam and usually Dave. What's up, guys?
Not too much. Doing well. The week is over for me because I've got tomorrow off for MEA stuff, so I'm pretty stoked here.
Lucky. I got three more work days.
Yep.
Yeah, I've got just one more work day, but...
Awesome. Oh, but yeah, man. I want to echo what Jason just said on our audio. Our bad. I am a bit of a precog. If you ever saw my early report, I can tell when things are about to be said and react before they are said. So,
and clearly the rest of us can't, because we have this weird, awkward silence while we're like, what did he just say? But anyways, and, he's back to talking.
Blurp.
Yeah, not only was the quality horrible, it was out of sync. I mean, just everything. And it's like on the editing side, I could have fixed every sync issue. But as Adam and Dave will tell you, I was like 30 minutes in and I just threw my hands up. I said, you know, I can't do anything with this. It's hurting my ears.
Ugh. Brutal.
Yeah, we definitely didn't shine last week. So it's good to put that behind us. It's the, I don't know, I think it was Adam, you called it the episode of shame. And
pretty much
forget about that. But you guys, I got to tell you about something here. The other night after we did that episode, I don't know, maybe it's just I had podcasting on the brain, but I had the most crazy effed up dream. It was
effed up.
I mean, I'm serious. This dream was so crazy. It was our show. We were sitting around doing it, but it was like Digital Soup back in 1985 as a radio program. It was nuts. Yeah.
What was that like?
Well, like I said, some kind of throwback show to the 80s, and we were doing this thing.
Fighting the fight when it comes to technology. We are the knights of the kingdom of geekery. We rise up when it comes to the challenge of discussing all this nerd knowledge. We are the Digital Soup. We are the Digital Soup. We bring information with lots of laughter. Tune in now if that's what you're after. Digital Soup. We are the Digital Soup. We are the Digital Soup. With Jason, Adam, and usually Dave.
That's right. This is the Digital Soup radio show. Now, this is the only show that could actually take down the Bears.
Oh,
the Bears.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so rad.
It is rad. Who would have thought that, you know, the Dolphins could take down the Bears? But you know what? You know, I was the quarterback, you know, for the Dolphins, you know. So, you know, and you guys, you were the wide receiver. One of you guys was the running back. I don't know which. Probably Adam. He's probably faster, right?
Well, if I was, I probably would have run the wrong way because I don't know sports ball.
Well,
not at all.
I'll tell you what, this Bears team is looking special, though. You've got Walter Payton running the ball. And what about the fridge? I mean, this guy is unstoppable.
Oh, Adam knows about the fridge. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it seems like there's nothing this guy can't do. I mean, all I can imagine is we're going to see him running in for touchdowns even. This is crazy. But this Bears team
was radical
is...
the whole time I was watching it, man. I'm just like psyched, man. Yeah, it's just insane.
You sound pretty psyched.
Just a what a gnarly team this year. I mean, it's ridiculous, but
oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of stuff to talk about in today's show, don't we, guys?
Yeah, I know. Right. We, you know, kind of that time of year, we're in December here, and you know, it's one of those things where we like to take a little look back, and you know, we're always trying to be the best and the first at things. So we wanted to do a year in review here in December before waiting for the new year. So,
and I will tell you what, 1985 has flown by for me.
Oh,
I cannot believe that it's about to be 86. I mean, there's been a lot that's gone on.
For sure.
It is just
so
wild.
What's some new news that's coming out, or you know, something awesome that's technology wise. You know, I know there's a lot of stuff we could talk about that's come out this year, but
sure.
You know, anything on the horizon, you think, real fast?
Well, I've got something. You know, go ahead, Dave.
I was just going to say, why don't we just dive in right with our technology segment first, and kind of break it down in a couple little topic segments, because there's. Red.
Oh,
right,
man.
On, man, that's righteous.
Oh, I think every time I hear that, I'm just like, this is mint.
Definitely mint. It's even so, double mint. You know, those twins, man.
Yeah.
I love those commercials.
Absolutely. So I've got a piece of technology news. There's a computer company called Symbolix that has apparently registered what they're calling a com domain name. So it's like there's a dot in front of it. So I don't know if it's .com or .com. But so far, this domain name's...
What is a domain name?
Well, I had to ask around, and I talked to a computer technician, and they told me that it's some way to identify their network. And so far, we've only seen this with like educational institutions. And so they're working on some kind of big network that where they're going to be able to use this com name, and apparently people can go there and communicate with the company without having to be at the actual company. So this is kind of interesting news to me. I'm sorry, I don't have a lot of in-depth information on it, but this computer
on
company
Symbolix,
you know, I'm not sure. It could be. I that's the only way I can imagine. I mean, right now they've just got the kind of those big handset dialers that you'd stick that in and then, you know, dial the number and you can communicate just using the tones over the phone. That's probably how it would work.
Sounds like a bunch of yuppie tech, if you ask me.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to go anywhere. I mean, that's just, it's too confusing for the normal average person. Jeez.
Right. And what I've heard is people are, you know, I think they're calling it the internet or something like that. Internet.
I've heard that name too. Internet work. In a few circles. Yeah.
Yeah, but and there's speculation that someday it could become some kind of information superhighway. We'll see what really happens here.
Wasn't this a military thing or something to start with?
Yeah, I guess apparently they started this way back in the day just to connect military sites and have some redundancy for their networks. But there's not much going on right now. It's just that this was in the kind of the tech news that they bought some period com domain name. .com's a little easier for me to say, I think, so.
That sounds better, I guess.
Yeah, period com doesn't sound very good.
No, it sounds pretty bogus if you ask me.
Real bogus sounding. I mean, yeah.
No.
Yeah, we won't even make
Dave,
those
Dave, do
jokes.
You have any bodacious news?
Well, you guys, you know, we've all seen them. They've been out for a little while, but they're so expensive. But, you know, the technology behind the compact disc this year has really started to blow up. I mean, these things aren't cheap. You're seeing... more and more people get them, but you know, Jason, I think you were the one that had shown me in that catalog you had, that Radio Shack catalog. Mm-hmm. They had the
Love the Shack.
Oh,
that's right,
Radio
man.
Shack. Man, I hope they're around forever because I do. I buy everything from Radio Shack.
Right. Oh, for sure.
I mean, it's you know, high quality stuff. I mean,
they're pretty boss. They're pretty boss.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, they've got that right now. They've got a what they're calling the compact disc digital audio player. But that's coming in about $400. But, you know, these things are amazing sound quality. I mean, it might be worth it. But, You know, there's one thing that I'm really stoked about, and that is they are now starting to get more and more popular with, it's like a portable compact disc player. They're calling it the Discman, like the old Walkmans that we're used to with cassettes.
Oh, like for tapes. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So as easy as it is to take your Walkman with you, I mean, you can totally just, you know, stroll down the street with, you know, gnarly music playing and check out your CDs there. I mean, it's
here's something
awesome.
I don't understand, though, because I mean, I was able to actually listen to a compact disc in Radio Shack.
Yeah.
And, oh boy, they do sound way better than my tape.
That's crazy, but, right?
I accidentally bumped into the player and the music skipped it.
Yeah.
You know, it rewound for a second.
Sure.
And so how are you going to carry this around? Because just walking's going to make it skip or backtrack or something.
Well, right. As long as you walk, don't run, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Knows. You know, I had to do some research on exactly how it works, and it reminds me of like a record. So they're using a laser on the disc to read it like light. And the really cool thing is, unlike my record player, I've been spinning a lot of sweet, sweet bands like David Bowie and stuff.
Yeah.
Unlike the record player, there's no degradation of the quality over time because there's no physical needle in the groove. It's just using light. So theoretically, you could listen to a CD a million times. And I mean, that's pretty awesome. And
that still
so
blows my mind. How does a light get music from a plastic thing? I don't understand.
We are in the technological age, I will tell you. And especially for music, this is just incredible. You know, $399, it seems expensive, but in the grand scheme of things, I think it's actually pretty cheap to get that kind of sound quality. It's completely rad.
I mean, the only better thing would be having a band play for you live. I mean, everyone knows that's, you know, it's really where it's at. I mean, if you want to hear good music, we're not going to sit tied to a machine. We're going to go check out live music and stuff like that.
Right.
Cause that's the real scene. You know, MTV is.
Oh yeah. Totally to the max.
Yeah. They're rocking it over there, you know, just fresh videos every day with new artists and everything. It's pretty awesome. But did you guys know, looking at CDs this year, in the compact disc format, you know, you mentioned David Bowie, he actually made history this year as being the first artist to convert his entire catalog to the compact disc format. I mean, that's 15 albums plus his four greatest hits albums. He's entirely on digital, and
that's
pretty amazing. And you look at a band, you guys know the song Money for Nothing. I mean, it's a huge hit right now.
And Chicks Are Expensive. Yes, I've heard
that. Yeah, I mean, I love the song. It's got one of the raddest drum intros on it. And it's just simple.
Yeah.
It's electronic, but it's so good.
I want my MTV.
Right. What's that one guy's name with that curly hair? Albert.
Weird Al.
Yeah, that's a song he really should look at parodying. I mean, I think that would make a perfect song for one of his. I don't know what he'd sing about, but
I think
money for everything.
Yeah, right. Money costs everything.
I sure hope Weird Al sticks around for a lot of years because I really liked some of those parody songs he did. I've been listening to a lot of Tears for Fears myself this year.
Yeah. That's some good
stuff. Songs from The Big Chair, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
Like
Well, the thing I was going to tell you about Dire Straits, though, their album that Money for Nothing was on, it's called Brothers in Arms. And this album actually was the first album to sell 1 million copies just on CDs. So, I mean, I'm thinking that the compact disc format is probably going to be around for a while. I mean, seems to be the next iteration. It's just unfortunate it's so expensive. But, I mean, I guess, you know, for the quality, you got to pay for what you get, you know, and
sure,
that's just the way it goes.
Well, hopefully more and more people buy them, then maybe the price will come down a little bit. So like this guy can afford it. I'm still rocking tape, man.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you. I'm rocking my cassettes because the price on these things is so high. I mean, it's just grody.
You know,
I mean, I can't even take it.
You know, my dad just bought a reel to reel a couple of years ago. He does music stuff and the sound quality is there, but it's a lot more clunky and like playing back and everything. It's pretty wild. But have you guys ever heard of Apple computers? And I know you have.
Well, our school has the Apple IIe, I believe, is what we have.
Okay. Yeah.
An Apple IIe?
IIe. That's what I was going to do. I, I,
Sorry, that was just a lame joke on my part.
I thought it was pretty wicked. I like it. So apparently, Steve Jobs, who is the big guy, the top dog at Apple, he quit in September. So do you think that company is still going to stick around?
Not even.
It's hard to say because, I mean, he was the guy. I mean, he built this from his garage, him and Wozniak. Yeah. They started this in their garage. I mean, how is it going to innovate without Steve Jobs is for one. I mean, he was the innovator.
Yeah.
I never even got to play with one of these, but the one that has the UI, it's called a girl's name. It's the Apple something. And it had a girl's name. I don't know. Somebody at school was telling me about it, and I'm like, I don't know. I got this Apple IIe. I like this one.
Yeah.
But it has like a graphical interface or something. He was talking about
graphical interface. So I'm used to using DOS. What is the graphical interface?
Well, I guess instead of, you know, how we just type everything on a command line now, I guess it has this thing called a mouse, and I think they call like it a mouse. Because it has like this big long tail.
Like with a tail? What?
Yeah. But I guess you actually take it and you can click on little pictures on your screen to like load different programs and stuff instead of having to.
So do you hold it up against the CRT or how does that work?
No. I think it has a ball.
It's a male mouse.
It's a male mouse, yes.
I mean, what and kind of hoser is going to be using something like this? I mean, really?
Oh man,
this is ridiculous. I mean, seriously,
hey, don't be making fun of it, you puke.
I mean, I'm seriously thinking about holding something little gadget in my hand with a tail on it. They're calling it a mouse. I mean. This thing's going to make me have a cow here. This is ridiculous.
Well, don't have a cow, man.
I can't even take it. Oh,
I know. They could call the computer Tom and the mouse Jerry.
No, come on. Gag me with a spoon already. Jeez. This is horrible.
Oh, like your jokes are any better.
Oh, my gosh.
I wasn't talking about your joke. I'm sorry, but just the whole concept of this. Mm-hmm. I think with Steve Jobs leaving, who knows what he's going to do? That dude is for real. I mean, he's the Deuterama, seriously. Mm-hmm. I mean, the big cheese.
Completely
there,
dutical.
What is Apple going to do without him?
Well, here's what I don't know what they're going to do without him, but you're laughing at this graphical interface thing with the little pictures.
Cartoon games.
But Apple's not the only one doing that. Microsoft has seen what Apple's been doing, and they're going to release something similar to that. It's going to have graphics on it. It's going to have little pictures that you're going to click on. Microsoft's going to bring out a mouse, too. You know they're going to be clicking on it.
You know
stuff.
What? I think I saw. Now that you mention this, I saw a picture in my newspaper of an advertisement that had that mouse. I didn't know what it was called. I just saw it. It was just like a little box with a wire coming out of it. I was like, "What is that? Cool."
Yeah, it's just
so little wire boxes. I mean, what is this?
I guess it makes the cursor move around the screen. I personally might be weird. Well, you know what the cursor is, right? What did we call it in DOS? It sits there blinking.
The command prompt.
Never mind. I am so ahead of you guys. It's it's just ridiculous. You guys are dweebs,
nice play,
and I am cool.
Well, you probably are. Pretty cognate, right? You can see the future a little bit.
Nah, he's a zone dweeby as well.
Oh, don't get me started on future. Did you guys see Back to the Future?
Yes. I love. Yep. Well, here's the thing. It has the coolest car ever. Now, this car, everybody's going to own one of those cars. I predict right now, this is, what is it, December 3rd today, I think, or 1985, that everybody's going to own a DeLorean.
Oh,
things are awesome.
I mean, I usually save this only for the ladies, but that car is bodacious. I mean, it's got the curves. It's got the look. Those doors that flip open. Are you kidding me? Man, oh, man. That thing is just cool beans to the max.
It is good. Extreme so good. Cool beans.
I'm not sure how much it costs, but I would love to have one.
No kidding.
And if you get it up to 88 miles an hour, boom, different time. Talk about being completely radical.
That would be bitching, dude.
Oh, it would be bitching. Oh, man. Right, it'd be so mint to go back in time.
But totally. Where would you, what time would you pick? If you could go back in time, where would you go?
Well, boy, that's a tough one. You know, the future would be even better.
Yeah, but that's what's kind of weird. They call it Back to the Future, but they just travel back in time. I mean,
but then they go back, they return to the future. And then they kind of tease us.
They go from 55 back up to 80.
They kind of tease us that they're going to go up to 2015.
Yeah, what was that? What was that line at the end of the movie when Marty was there and they said roads or
we're not going to need roads or something like that. Yeah,
we're going. We don't need roads as he's dumping garbage in that thing. What a bowhead!
Now this is something that I get so upset with because you know we were talking about the DeLorean and I love the DeLorean. I think it just looks so cool. But there's so many people that say it's just butt ugly. And I don't think it is. I think that
I was gonna say aluminum.
Steel.
A matte finish. Like
yeah, it's awesome looking, man.
Yeah,
awesome.
I mean I just. I love how now, you know, that movie, since this summer, you know what I've been hearing? It's the terminology and the phrasing. There's so many good catchphrases from that movie. And the one I yell at my siblings, my two sisters a lot. They're a little younger than me. But anytime they do anything stupid, it's so fun just to be able to call them, you know, McFly, knock on their heads a little bit. And I mean, it's crazy. It was such a good movie.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it was bad. Idea. It was so bad.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
And anybody that doesn't like it's a dickweed.
Oh, come on, man. It's a radio program. We might have, you know, kids.
Our sensors
listening.
Will be getting us now.
Right.
Or somebody's going to be at the spice aisle in the grocery store. Where's the dickweed?
Yeah. As they're cooking up their dickweed omelets.
What movies? I mean, I saw a lot of movies this year. I got to the theater a lot. What did you guys see that was good?
Well, you guys know go ahead. Go ahead. You go first, Jason.
I was going to say, man, I doubled up on my Sylvester Stallone this year, man.
Heck yeah.
Oh, man. Both of those movies got me going, man. First, Rambo 2 was amazing.
Yeah. What's the actual title is? I just think of it as Rambo 2, but it's a big, long title. Some Rambo First.
Yeah, it's like First Blood.
Part 2.
That's what it was. It was kind of confusing to me.
How can it be First Blood but be Part 2?
Well, it's like his First Blood was separated into two parts, and
I don't know. Kind of confusing title, but man, that was a good flick. I mean,
oh yeah, he killed. What was the death count? That like 100 or so?
Oh, I wasn't Something counting. Like it was that, just. Yeah. It was so rad, though. It was just rad.
His other movie too, man, Rocky. I was pumped through this whole thing, man.
Oh yeah.
Well, and when they're standing in the ring nose to nose and he's like looks at Rocky, he's like, I must break you. Oh. And the music's playing and they're training.
I felt more American than I ever have in my life. But then at the end of it, he like pulls the world together.
Yeah.
And
with his fists.
Yep. I mean,
dudical.
It is. Totally dudical. This is crazy.
He just brings it in, and it's like just punches his way to world peace. I mean, it's insane. It's just be honest with me, guys. Be honest. Which one of you guys were rolling tears when Apollo died, though? I know I was.
Yeah, that was pretty. That was
a little sad.
It was bogus. Let's be honest.
But you know when Rocky got the best though of Drago though, man, I was juiced.
Yeah. That's very true, very true. I mean, I was glad to see he got his comeuppance in the end there. But and what was Ivan Drago's what was his that female trainer? She's been in some other stuff too, and I can't place her name. Was it Bridget something?
I don't know that one.
I don't know, but I thought she played that role too. Just such a cold, like
I'm not sure.
You know what I like?
Cold-hearted. She was in, I think, Conan the Barbarian too. Maybe a few years back.
That was a good one. I liked the montage where Rocky is training in the mountains and Drago is training in this state of the art, technologically advanced facility where they're clocking, you know, they're taking all the readings on his heart and all his vitals as he's going and like the whole scientific approach. But Rocky was just, you know, becoming a mountain man and just hardened by the winter and survival. And that really gave him the edge, I think.
I don't think Ivan Drago knew what Homeboy was going to hit him with. I
mean, which is kind of ironic considering that Rocky was just training where most Russians just kind of live.
Right.
You know, they
but
have
the tech
hard.
In that.
Yeah.
That training center, that tech in there.
Oh, so rad.
I mean, do you think this stuff was stuff that's out there now? I mean, or is this just movie magic?
It sure looked legit, you know. I thought
some of that stuff was just fat, man. I mean, the way he's punching and it's measuring all the, you know, impact, the force, and he's, you know, machines hooked up to him, just totally sculpting him just to be basically a robot. I mean, this guy was just
I got that
impossible.
Equipment in my house.
Yeah, sure you do.
Right.
Okay,
what's
I'm
that,
lying.
In your mom's basement still?
Exactly.
Dweeb City.
Well, you know what? You know, I work out just like the like Rocky did, man. You know.
Oh yeah.
Well, although I wasn't lifting logs and all that kind of stuff, I was just, you know, playing like a marathon session of Pac-Man at the arcade. You know?
Oh man.
Yeah, you weren't lifting logs; you were dropping them, right?
Oh man.
An upper decker too, oh. Buddy.
Hey, let's talk about a movie that. I think was probably going to be one of my favorites for all time. It's called The Goonies.
You know, yeah. I haven't seen this one yet. I know it's been out a while, but
you definitely have to see it. It is good.
It's really
Tell
good.
Tell me about it.
It's a coming of age story.
Yeah. No, it's totally rad. These kids on an adventure. Their house is going to get foreclosed on. And in case nobody's seen it yet, you know, plug your ears now. But they end up going on an adventure after they find a treasure map in their in one of the friends' dad's attic, and then they are also having these criminals chase after them because they ran into them at their hideout, and it's just awesome. The whole thing was just put together really good. The characters, it was super fun. It was adventurous, and they find this awesome pirate ship at the end of the movie, and no, it's legitimate. It was just shot so well. It was really good. It was funny. I think Goonies is probably one of my favorite movies this year.
It was good, man. If you don't like it, you're a definite tard.
Well, come on. Don't go spazzing out on me here. I mean, that's a little extreme, I think. We don't want to offend anybody. So, you know, and we also don't want people looking at us like some kind of scumbag or something. So, I mean,
hey, I'm not trying to be no Tinkerbelly, all right, man? I did like the movie.
Oh, I get good. It, but I mean.
If you didn't, you could eat my shorts, I'll tell you that.
I mean, it sounds good. It sounds like a lot of adventure, kind of Indiana Jones style almost, but with kids, you're saying?
Yep. It was good, and it was a Spielberg movie, and there's a pretty interesting character in there named Sloth that I think reminds me of Dave.
He kind of scared me.
Reminds you of me?
Yeah, you'll relate to him when you see the movie.
You guys, you're setting me up here, aren't you? Just like, psych, you guys are like Sloth. You psych, you're going to get me. I mean,
nope.
Don't be a poser.
Oh. And what else did you guys see?
You know, you guys remember it was just, what was it, a year or two ago? They came out with that comedy called Police Academy.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
I mean, it was so funny. And they had, this year they came out with Police Academy 2. This was one of my favorite comedies of all time, I think, up to this point. I mean, absolutely hilarious. The guy that does all those noises with his mouth and stuff, I mean, just completely radical. I mean, I can't imagine those sounds coming out of a person. It was nuts.
Oh yeah, it was hard to believe.
Do you think he really does that though, or is that some type of machine they made to make all those sounds?
I don't know, man. I think that dude is legit. I mean, I think he is all in some kind of freaky deaky mouth movements that he can make all these weird sounds. But I mean, it's impressive, and so many funny jokes. I mean, thinking about it now, I'm having a hard time picking a favorite, you know, of the moments in there. I mean, I remember one scene where that one cop is trying to get the kid out of the car, and the kid's like, I'll go to school when I'm ready. And the cop's like, you're ready now. Shoots the window out of the car.
It's righteous. I mean, just totally crazy. Righteous.
I mean, I bet you parents everywhere were like, yeah, put that little brat in his place. I mean, I don't know. I thought Police Academy 2 was a lot of fun. But nice. What else
is,
did you
is,
guys
is
see?
Hightower your favorite character?
I don't know.
Well, he's kind of tall, like you. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah. You know, I forget the guy's name though.
Mahoney?
Was he the one that was the gun guy, always real serious, but hilarious?
No. What was his name?
I can't think of that character's name. He's always, always so serious, but like he is looking at his fellow officer there, who she's also like a gun person, real serious.
That
like
wasn't
like,
Hightower. Hightower?
Hightower was the big black guy.
Oh. Yeah, that he was Ed Tackleberry. Too Tall Jones.
You guys are thinking of Tackleberry.
Tackleberry, yeah.
Yeah, because he's like, hey, nice piece. And she's like, what? And pulls a gun on him. He's like, no, I mean your handgun or your pistol or whatever he said. That was pretty funny. I like that kind of straight-laced
humor. Now, these movies are not for kids. So if you're listening to those kids, you can't watch them.
And by the way, kids, if you're listening, you're really cool.
Totally.
Don't tell your parents, right?
Right. Well, you're going to get some absolute cred by listening to that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, one other movie I saw was a little different, kind of a... You know, I don't want to call it like science fiction or horror or anything, but did you guys see the movie Cocoon?
I think I read a review in the newspaper about that.
Wasn't it something to do with the butterfly?
No, it's like aliens in a nursing home.
Well, yeah, basically a bunch of elderly people are swimming in this pool and they find a bunch of these cocoons in there. And essentially they find out that those cocoons give them everlasting life. I mean, it makes them, what's the word I'm thinking of?
Immortal?
Blank right now. Immortal, yeah. And so... Oh,
there can only be one.
No, not that immortal.
Psych, there can be two.
Yeah. And this film, they're more like, psych, we're going to take all the elderly. But that one scene, I mean, it just got me where the grandpa was talking to his grandson and they're fishing or something, and he's like... You'll stay six. You'll never get old and you'll never die. And it, you know, just one of those moments. I was like, ah, man, you know, and just the things it makes you think about, like, what would you trade to be immortal and all that? I mean, it was a pretty interesting flick, a little different. It wasn't your typical blockbuster fare that we see all the time, but really a solid movie. Huh. So.
All right, I might have to check it out then.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm definitely going to go see Rocky IV.
It sounds pretty
again.
Ace. Oh, yeah. It sounds pretty ace. I'll check it out.
I can't wait till the VHS comes out for Rocky. I'll be renting that till it's worn out.
I got beta, loser.
You know, just because your tapes are smaller doesn't mean they're better.
I don't know, man. I have VHS and beta, and I do think my beta looks a little crisper.
I've been borrowing the VHS player from the library, so I don't technically own anything yet, but.
You're a stoolie, you puke.
That's nice.
Let's just take a chill pill, guys. Let's
primary dweeb. Yeah, you're tripping, wastoid.
Next thing you know, one of you is going to be decking the other one. We got to settle this down.
That'd
come
be
on
sweet.
Now. Let's calm it down. Now,
Jason, what did your girlfriend say to you? She said, "Where's the beef?"
Girlfriend was that old lady.
I was going to say that old lady is my girlfriend. Jelly?
Where's the beef?
A little jelly?
Where's the beef?
Hey, she's got some cashola.
It's in his mom's basement still. Now, you guys, you know, how many times we've seen new James Bond movies constantly, and this year was no different. We got another one with A View to a Kill. But, you know, there was something different about it. Rumor is that Roger Moore is, this was his last movie as James Bond. Sounds like he's going
to
be.
I hate when they keep
on.
Switching my Bonds out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who they're going to find to be next, but I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think? Who was the better Bond for you, though? Roger Moore or Connery?
Connery, for sure.
Connery, for me. He will always be
David
Bond.
Niven from 1967.
He is the cock of the walk.
Cool beans, man. Cool beans.
Do you guys think they'll ever have like a blonde James Bond? Or change it up?
Blonde. Come on. Blonde? Come
I don't
on,
know.
Man.
It just always seems like they got the same exact looking guy. Who knows?
You're out of your
All
mind.
Right.
All
right.
Jeez.
All blonde guys are friends of Nancy. You know what I'm talking about.
No.
Yeah, I mean, just make me barf. A blonde James Bond? I mean, come
James
on.
Blonde?
James Blonde? James Blonde, yeah, right. You know what? There was one actor in this flick. We've seen him in a few things here and there, but he played one of the main villains here in View to a Kill, Christopher Walken.
Walken.
Walking?
Is it walking or walking?
Where's he walking? Where's he walking to?
Well, you know,
I'm walking.
Get
here.
Off my. Yeah, I mean, I thought he did fantastic.
A beer. Okay, that was horrible.
nice try.
Yeah.
For sure. No, I thought he played a really good villain. I mean, I hope we see him in more stuff going forward, playing some villains and stuff. It seems like he'd fit
that
role.
He does a pretty
good
job.
Yeah. Now, there was one other bit of movie news, unless you guys had anything else, but one more bit of movie news I wanted to mention to you guys, and this one hasn't come out yet, but the whole premise of this, I'm a little, I don't know, I'm a little on the fence about what I think about it. we all know that board game Clue that, you know, we play all the time.
Oh, yeah, I play it.
I mean, pretty fun game, but they've got a movie coming out. About the board game Clue, I guess.
Is it just people playing the board game?
I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be, but yeah. This is awesome. Colonel Mustard did it.
Yeah. No. Spazzy but, McGee.
Right. Nice play. Yeah, right. I mean, this thing, though, I guess it's going to have Christopher Lloyd in it. So hot off the heels of Back to the Future, he's going to be
great
in this,
squat.
Yeah, well, going to be in Clue.
Might be watchable. I mean, it's who knows? It's I'm not too excited about that kind of news because it's not really up my alley. But
yeah, I mean, it'd be nice if there was an easy way to see, like, you know what, the early movies, whatever you call them, on the when you go watch the movie, the previews or whatever. You know, if there was a way that you could just kind of catch up on all these easily, it'd be nice. But, you know, you got to hope they play it on the movie you're seeing. Yep. So who knows? But
sometimes I go to a movie several times. The preview, whatever it's called, was so awesome. I had to see it again.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Exactly. Any other movie news, gentlemen?
I don't have any there. What else we got?
Well, since we're a bunch of dweebs and we're always talking about tech.
I'm not no dweeb.
Let's talk about some comic news. Usually Dave.
Yeah, that's me.
He's
UD.
He's the comic guy.
UD, the comic geek.
I just call him UD.
UD. For those listening that are new to our program, Usually Dave is also a photographer who has his own darkroom at his house.
Right.
In his basement, even though he makes fun of Jason's mom's basement.
Well, I'm not living in it.
No, but you're always exposing things down there, so...
I see what you did there. Nice play, Shakespeare. Way to go.
Yes. You're such a wasteoid, dude.
No, I'm just down there, you know, developing film. And lately I've been getting into a little bit of the medium format, as they call it. It's that larger film, not the 35 millimeter.
You haven't fit in a medium in years.
Yeah.
Oh, gnarly.
Generic joke if I ever heard
All right. One. So let's actually switch over. UD has some comic news.
Yeah. I mean, the one, it's
like a caveman.
Let's start with
sorry.
I like it, man. I like the initials. It feels very, you know, progressive, moving forward in the 80s here. We don't need to be so formal. Yep. UD is a good look, I think. But have you guys, you know, the new comic strip that's out, have you guys been seeing this Calvin and Hobbes that came out? I think it was just in November it started showing up in the newspapers.
Yeah, I subscribe, so I've been seeing those.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a fun strip. I mean, who would have thought some comic strip about a kid and a fictional imaginary friend, he's a stuffed animal tiger, would actually be a fun strip to read. But I mean, has so much interesting. I mean, it's a good blend. There's so much humor and comedy, and that kid is, you know, it's like Dennis. Yeah, it's like Dennis the Menace for the 80s. I mean, it's pretty awesome. But I mean, he's just up to no good all the time. But he's got his best friend in the world there, Hobbs, which, you know, to him is this live tiger, of course, and to everyone else, just a stuffed animal. So kind of reminds me of like, what was the other one we used to watch and we used to read there in the papers, the Winnie the Pooh.
Sure.
You know, kind of the same thing where, you know, the Christopher Robb.
Lame.
Going back to my lame childhood, but
wholesome. Your childhood stuff. Is lame. Boy.
Yeah, I mean, it's just some good, wholesome entertainment in the comic strips. But yeah, just one of those comic strips I hope sticks around for a little while, because it seems like they have a good blend of humor and hijinks and some good, you know, real world type of stuff in there. So Calvin and Hobbes is definitely one of the most interesting comic strips that I've seen come out recently. But we all love DC Comics, right? Batman, The Flash, Superman, all of these characters. We've seen them, they've been around for 50 years now. I mean, it's crazy. And have you guys seen this series called Crisis on Infinite Earths that has started right now?
No,
I have not.
Oh, this thing, it's intense, man. I mean, they're taking this 50 years. I mean, because DC Comics has never been great, as we know, about keeping the storyline straight as far as origin stories and who's in what timeline. And they've got this whole crazy multiverse thing where it's like, this character's from this Earth and this one's from that universe. And, you know, and they kind of mesh them up and just to fit their storyline needs. Well, this Crisis on Infinite Earth series basically is taking all of that and, through some new characters and things, essentially rewriting it and eliminating that whole multiverse and kind of wiping out everything. But what's nuts is that up till this point, the series isn't finished yet. I think they're saying it's going to be something like 10 or 12 issues. And we're only part of the way through that, but they're already hinting at some pretty major deaths of characters. Mm. Like they've hinted at Barry Allen's Flash getting killed and possibly even Supergirl.
Whoa.
I mean, can you imagine killing off two of the biggest characters in your universe? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Wouldn't it be kind of like a temporary, they're not really dead, psych, you know?
Well, yeah, right.
Well, it's a comic. Anything can happen.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's the part that just, you know, grosses me right out the door. These reset, let's just do this. It's stupid. I mean, come on, McFly. Yep. This is stupid. Let's just stick to a storyline. But still, the idea of doing that, I mean, the fact that they're resetting the whole DC universe kind of makes you wonder if they're going to just eliminate these characters altogether going forward. I don't know. But the series itself, it's very good, super interesting, but also kind of leaving me a little scared, even though I'm stoked to read the rest of it. But so far, I mean, it's been a wicked series. Oh, it's rad. So good.
It definitely sounds dank. I might have to check that out.
It does sound fairly dank. I'd say 90% dank.
Yeah. Right. I mean, definitely check it out if you guys haven't. So.
What else have you been reading?
Well, the other one here, it's just one issue right now, but I know fans of it, and I'm one of them. Fans have come out and are begging for them to do more of these. But have you guys heard of something called the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Mm. Oh, I am amped about that, man. Mm. I love turtles.
Yeah,
I love turtles.
And you love teenagers?
He totally loves teenagers.
I was setting
you
guys up.
We know Merv
the
Perv. So, Teenage Mutant.
Right. Bag your face, dude.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's quite the combination. Yeah, yeah. I don't know anything about this. Tell me what that is.
Oh, you need to read this story. It basically, Jason, do you want to explain what they are or do you want me to do it?
I can, because you've been talking a lot here, Ud.
I need a break here.
Now, I haven't read the comic all the way through or anything, but I was in the bookstore the other day and I went to the comic section and I saw this sitting there and I'm like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? I've got to check this out. So what it is it's these they were actually turtles.
Right.
And some type of radioactive thing happened and it turned them into upright walking turtles. They're not human, but they, you know, they walk upright like a human, but they still have all their turtle features.
Yeah.
And I guess they're about teenage in age.
Yeah.
That's the whole teenage part. But they were trained. Get this. They were trained by a rat.
Wow. Really, guys? You're excited about this?
Oh, this thing is boss.
You know what? I would be more excited to see that video game Burger Time get radioactive and have all that stuff come to life.
I should make a movie about that. Yeah.
That would be sweet.
That'd be
rad
rocking.
And bodacious.
Right.
No, but it looks cool. It's like, here's another cool thing I saw about it as I was reading it. Now, I'm not into art in the least, you know, because, you know, I'm a manly man. And but each of the turtles is named after an artist.
Yeah.
There's like Michelangelo,
Andy Warhol.
Is there really one? Awesome. Is there one named Andy Warhol?
Andy.
No, no.
Oh, okay. Which? So, do they each have like their own weapon or skill or something?
Yeah, they all have different skills and all have different weapons. How did you know?
Well,
dude?
I'm just guessing because it says ninjas, and it'd be boring if they're all the same. So what are the artists?
Yes, we all use throwing stars. All four of us.
They should. All we use is throwing stars and caltrops.
Oh, man.
What the heck is a cow dropping? What?
Caltrop. So if I've been reading a lot about ninjutsu at the library lately, and these are little metal spikes that you throw on the ground behind you as you run to inhibit the person chasing you. They'll step on it.
Oh, that's cool. I need those in real life.
And then you do a sweet roll, throw a ninja star, and then escape in a plume of smoke.
Yeah, so, kind of like what the Brody uses when they're dropping down traps for cars trying to, you know, speed chases and stuff. You know
Brody.
What I'm talking about? They'll put the Brody, you know, police officers. They drop those big spikes, you know, strips
and
spikes.
Yeah, big old caltrops on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, see, pop Adam didn't tires. Know what you meant there because he just calls them pigs.
No, I don't. No. I call them the boys in blue.
Boys in blue is a
that's
good
just
way
what
to
I
go.
Call them.
Yeah.
So you guys
yeah.
just need to take a chill pill.
Yeah, that's for sure. We're with you on that. But
so you got Raphael and what else?
Michelangelo.
Okay. Michelangelo, man.
Michelob Golden Light.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so Michelangelo, Leonardo.
I don't know what the other names are.
I don't know, guys. This sounds like something that's not going to last.
Oh, man.
It's so
it might
weird.
Not because
this
it's
is
so crazy.
So bad, it though. It is just bad. I mean, this thing is boss. You've got Michelangelo, Raphael, Leonardo, and Donatello.
Picasso.
No Picasso, but get this. The rat that also was hit with the mutant radioactive stuff, his name is Splinter. So he's like a human type walking rat too that trains them. But this thing is nuts. This story is actually very heavily influenced. I mean, you know who Daredevil is on Marvel. Very heavily influenced by Daredevil. And the way it's been explained at times is that basically, when Matt Murdock as a kid, when those canisters come off that truck and blind him and then give him his superpowers, those canisters roll away somewhere. And they kind of are, they don't come right out and say it because of obviously the rights and stuff, but they kind of insinuate that these canisters, then one of them rolled into the sewer, you know, basically broke open, spilled all over the turtles and the rat, and that's how they got to be who they are.
And are they blind too?
They are not. They do wear like a Rambo style mask. You know, he wears his headband.
Oh, cool beans.
You know,
cool beans.
But instead of on this forehead, it's over their eyes. It's got eye slits in it. And so Raphael, he uses the Psi, I think is how you say it. Leonardo uses the katana sword. Donatello uses the bow staff. And Michelangelo, one of my favorites, I mean, he's using the nunchucks. That dude uses so much humor and loves pizza, too. That's the craziest part.
Well, who doesn't
love
pizza?
These turtles just love pizza. And they've been using some words, and they're like, you know, just crazy talking how they are. But it's funny because these turtles actually get a little bit, like, foul mouthed at times. So
really? So yeah. Foul mouthed teenage turtles that got some kind of mutation and now they do ninjutsu. They're trained by a rat and they eat pizza.
It's really good.
There you go, America.
Yeah.
This is your future.
Don't make me deck you. I mean, I'm serious. This thing is just amazing.
You actually read it though, it sounds like.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've read it a number of times.
Well,
like
don't
I
have
say,
a cow. I'll accept what you're saying there.
It's one issue. It out for sure. It's a little fresh. Longer, but it's one issue. It is very fresh.
Okay.
So
definitely fantabulous, man. Yeah. You gotta check it out.
All right.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, this thing is so good. That's probably one of the best things, even though Crisis on Infinite Earths is amazing. This Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, for an independent comic book company, the creators of it actually used to work with Marvel, and then they left, and the company is called, I think, Mirage, and they named it that, get this, because they didn't have a studio. It was their kitchen at their house where they were living, and so it was just a Mirage, the studio. So they called it Mirage Studio or something
kind
like
of
that.
Cool, so cool story.
Yeah, pretty cool book, so...
All right, gentlemen. Well, it's that time in our program to talk about the Digital Soup Weekly Garnish.
Yeah.
So who would like to take this one? I saw the notes that you guys left that you printed off and set on my desk.
Yeah.
I am excited about this. Who wants to take this one?
You're excited? I don't know if I am.
It's hard to say. I mean,
what?
Before we tell you what it is, I'm still hurting over my Atari 2600. I mean, I enjoyed it so much when I first got it, but then Atari just released crap after crap after crap. And just everybody and their brother was releasing games for it that it just, I mean, basically they killed the industry is what they did.
Yeah.
Everybody's just like, I'm done with you, man.
Really?
Atari pulled a total McFly is what they did. I mean, they really, really hosed it.
It's completely bogus. Because I only had a handful of games for Atari and I like it. So
did you play ET, dude?
Well, no, that one I didn't buy.
Horrible.
Okay.
But so what we're talking about here, what we're hinting at here, is there's a company out of Japan. And here's a funny story about them. I guess they were a trading card company for a long time. And now they're entering into the video game world.
Not even.
Yeah. So I don't know how this is going to go. So we got a trading card company. They're going to start making video games. And they're calling it... the name of the company is called Nintendo. Like, I intendo to play games? I don't know if that's what the... Nintendo. And a very cool name for their system. They're just calling it the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Ooh, what a great idea there.
Get this system and you will be entertained for about an hour.
Well, here's why I'm excited. I saw a picture of this in the newspaper, and it has a gun that you can shoot at your screen for a game. What? That is why I'm excited, because the Atari it's great, but you've just got this little controller. If I can actually point a gun at the screen and do something, like if they have a cool game, I'm all about that.
You're going to sit and veg on the couch and start pointing guns around the place? Yep. I mean, come on, homeboy.
What? Instead of running around the board eating ghosts, you're just going to start shooting the ghosts?
Oh, that would be gnarly. Let's not kid ourselves.
Okay.
How hard could that be? I'm going to shoot these ghosts and I won!
Hey, Jason. Jason, it sounds like someone over here thinks he's going to be a real stud, you know, just like, look at my gun. Yep. Look at my gun.
That's right.
He probably put it in a holster, bring
you
it
what?
Out to
you guys
you
might,
know, out on the
You guys might be
them.
Preppies, not this guy. I am excited. I am stoked for this radical new
okay.
item.
Well, let's see what they can do. I mean, Atari basically ruined home video games for everybody. Yeah. So let's see what this Nintendo company can do.
Yeah.
I give them a year before they go belly up.
Well, how long were they a playing card company? Because they could always go back to that.
They have a long background in playing card. I can't tell you how long it's been.
Well,
so
it was something
decades,
crazy, like
decades,
a century almost. Was.
They could always revert then.
Yeah, listen to the fanboy over here.
Oh, yeah. You guys stop picking on me.
Total
He's
Nintendo
like, I got
poser.
The ColecoVision when you had the Atari 2600. Yeah.
Oh. Total Nintendo poser over here.
You guys,
Adam,
gag me with a spoon. You are going to be excited about this when you actually see
it. Well, are they saying anything about what games are launching?
Yes,
like, are they going to have games, or is it going to be just a gun you're going to point at your screen?
The article I saw, it says it has 17 different games. I wrote them down. There's 10-yard fight, baseball. That's a pretty original.
What is 10-yard fight?
I don't know.
You stay 10 feet away from each other and you throw punches.
Yeah, but why 10 feet if it's a 10
yard? You know
what'd
be crazy?
Oh, that's what I meant, 10 yards. That's a lot more than 10 feet.
That's like
feet.
A 3-1/3-yard fight.
I'm assuming, is that maybe football since they have baseball next?
Yeah, it could be.
It could
you
be.
Know, what if they had a game where you didn't even look at the screen and you just pointed your finger at the other person?
Oh yeah, that would be even more.
That would be the dumbest thing I'd ever heard of. But I can't imagine them ever doing something so bogus. Some of the other games
sounds like something these hosers would do.
Clue Land. I don't know what.
Clue. Why don't? That's the game that says, "Why don't you get a clue and stop playing this game? Go outside, get some fresh air out in the land." Clue Land. What
I don't
this?
Know, but some of the other things they've got is it's called Duck Hunt.
Oh, that's probably for your gun.
If I could
isn't
shoot a duck
it?
With the gun, I'll be happy. Excite Bike sounds like.
I hope I could shoot a dog. That would be awesome.
Oh, that'd be fun if the game is just like pretty wicked, and then you shot it. That'd be great. Excite Bike.
Oh, that's lame.
You're lame. Golf. Gyromite. Hogan's Alley.
Gyromite.
Ice Climber.
JJ Walker plays that game. Gyromite.
Kung Fu. Anybody?
Oh, that might be cool. I like Kung Fu.
Pinball, soccer, stack up, tennis.
Like what? Yeah.
Wild Gunman.
Pinball?
Come on. Pinball.
How are they going to have a pinball?
Well, here's the thing.
It's like
so
totally
let
dumb.
Me mention something to you guys. When I read in depth in the article about it, it said that this is a revolutionary new system and the graphics are going to be way better. There's more control. There's more things you can do. So hopefully it's not too complicated. This is going to have two buttons instead of one. On the controller, so you could actually do more than one thing on there.
Oh, I'd be hitting the wrong button every time. I know it.
Well, man. That's because your fingers are the size of sausages.
Jealous?
That's what she said.
Oh, that's funny. That should become a catchphrase someday. That's what she said.
Yeah, you heard it here first. Digital yep. soup creating things.
Yep. 1985, guys. 1985. So I'm excited about the Super Nintendo or this Nintendo Entertainment System.
It does sound super, but it does. It could be a super entertainment system, I guess, but we just have to wait and see. I mean, I am not going to be one of the first people to buy this thing because, like I said, Atari just totally killed me. I'm going to the arcade. I'm playing Pac-Man. I'm playing, what was that other game we played last week, Dave? We went in there and we played, it was right next to the Pac-Man. Donkey Kong was, I was thinking of, what was the one? You're shooting it up. And the
what are you on drugs?
Yeah,
I'm shooting up.
No, a centipede.
Oh, man. That's a fun one.
That was awesome. Yeah.
So I was playing this game, this little handheld game with kind of a little LCD screen, and what? I'm hoping that the Nintendo game is a little bit better than that.
A handheld game.
Haven't you seen those?
No. I live in a van down by the river. I don't.
Don't lie, dude. There's like you haven't left your parents' basement. Come on,
man. It's they call it a portable game, and so maybe this will be news to you guys. But I saw a prototype of this at a trade show, and it is like there's a couple buttons on it, and there's this little LCD screen, and you can like you press the buttons, manipulate the little guy. It was like a football game. Anyway. Hopefully that'll come out soon because I thought it was kind of cool that you could actually play a game in your hand.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool. Can you play it like in a car?
Yeah, because I think it took like I don't know how many batteries it took, but it's kind of had a little light bulb in there like behind the screen, so you could actually see it in the dark. Wait, so Jason, I think the company was called Tiger Electronics or something like that. So,
He wants to play a game in his car in his hand
as he's driving
with a trench coat on or what?
New
Grody to the max.
Yeah. Well, guys,
let's kick him off the radio show. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I think it's time we wrap up. That was an awesome look at some of the coolest tech stories of this year. Kind of a look back. And if you guys like what you hear, be sure and tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, where your Digital Soup fans are going to be right back here. And we're going to take it home, starting off with some new looks forward as to some things that we're seeing on the horizon that may just be the next great things in tech.
Absolutely.
So anyways, we wrapped up the show just like that. I mean, we ended talking about the Nintendo Entertainment System as if we were just crapping all over it.
Wow,
I mean,
I've got to say.
Can you imagine?
I love Nintendo.
That's a wild dream, and I've got to say that is the longest ass flashback I have ever heard in my life. We don't even have really room for much of a show anymore. So, yeah.
took up the whole show, Dave.
So let's go straight to our Gunna Geek promo here.
Yeah,
talk a little bit about that since you took up the whole show with your flashback.
Sorry, guys. I mean, you asked me to hear about, but that was like I said, it was one of those dreams that just felt so real. I don't know. It blew my mind. I had to share.
So is this what Digital Soup's going to be now is we're just going to every week we're going to talk about our dreams. So we just can't talk about Adam's dreams. We need an R rating to talk about Adam's dreams.
Oh, that's nice. Hey, you know what? Who knows? Maybe next time around you'll have a dream that we were in 1995.
Yeah, maybe, right? No, could happen. At least we'll have something to talk about. But
right.
But anyways, guys, as you mentioned, let's talk about the Gunna Geek Network here. We are a member of the Gunna Geek Podcast Network, where they have a number of fantastic shows all based around the geek culture, the tech culture, everything from your favorite TV shows and superhero shows to Game of Thrones to just general geek chat like what we give you here each and every week on Digital Soup. But this week, I wanted to mention and point out a show for you guys to go check out called All Things Good and Nerdy. The most recent episode is titled, it's episode 282 titled Willy's 2 Billion People. And basically what they say in summary is that Willy has some opinions on microtransactions and loot crates in video games. Chris geeks out over Peter David wanting to write novels about the Orville. Anthony recaps some of the new comic shows, and Naki wraps things up with a discussion on the new Star Wars trailer, which fantastic trailer, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it a couple times.
Absolutely. So toss in some random jokes and comments, and you have an all-new All Things Good Nerdy, or as they like to call it, an ATGN. And so excellent show, a lot of fun to listen to. And they are the show that, you know, at times they've, you know, the network more than us has tried to promote a little bit of a a show rivalry here, and we really don't have one. You know, we're just having a little fun with them. It is. And so they do go live. If you're interested in watching what a podcast is like, seeing it live as it happens, you can head on over to geeks.live, I believe is the link. And you'll find them there on Sunday mornings. So they've got a calendar schedule there so you can see who's coming up next. But if you don't want to do that, just check out gunnageek.com and look for All Things Good and Nerdy, as well as the whole host of other shows you're going to find there. So,
and an interesting note on the promo you just did for that, All Things Good and Nerdy.
Right.
Digital Soup talked about every one of those stories a couple weeks ago.
don't go stirring things up.
Come you heard on it straight now, from man. Stargate Pioneer.
Oh, you guys are horrible. Getting in trouble.
Just kidding, everybody.
Absolutely. Well, the other thing before Adam wraps us up and gets us out of here, we want to remind you guys to make sure head over to our Facebook page. I've got links right now pinned to the top of our Facebook page with a video I did, and I believe also on our Twitter page. And if not, I'll get that done shortly here. But it is our big Ghostbusters giveaway that we're doing for the Halloween episode. We're going to draw a winner at random and announce that winner. And all you have to do to enter for our giveaway, which we're giving away a pretty awesome Ghostbusters DVD box set where you get Ghostbusters 1 and 2, as well as this cool movie scrapbook with a bunch of drawings and concept art and stuff like that. To enter, simply go to the Digital Soup Facebook page, which we have a link to right in the show notes.
Or at digitalsouppodcast.com.
Exactly. Yep. And you'll see a post we've got pinned there. It's a short video of my goofy looking face talking about this giveaway. Like and share that post, and then leave a comment on the post saying you'd like to be entered. And, you know, if you want, I know a few people have done this, which is awesome. Go ahead and share your favorite Ghostbusters movie moment at the same time. And then we're going to draw a winner via random number generator and announce it on our Halloween episode coming up in just a couple weeks. So just a few weeks left to get entered into that before we go ahead and draw a winner. So make sure and jump in and take part in that and share it out there with everyone. I mean, you have to share it to win it anyways. And we just would love to see a ton more people get
entered. We will be checking to make sure that you liked and shared.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
We'll know.
We will know.
I ain't afraid of no ghost. All right, guys. Well, another great episode. I really appreciate you guys. And for those that are listening, if you want to check us out online, digitalsouppodcast.com is the place to find all of our social media links. We would encourage you to go like our page on Facebook, like Dave just talked about. Hey, you could enter and win that DVD pack. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes. Leave us a review. Check us out. We'd love to have your listenership. We just enjoy getting together and talking about tech every single week and just having a good time. We're three, you know, old friends here. And join in the conversation on any of our social media stuff, whether it's Twitter or Facebook. We'd sure appreciate it. So from all of us at the Digital Soup Podcast. And sometimes I can't talk. To all of you listeners out there, we sure appreciate it. Most times. Have a good one. We'll catch you at the next episode.
Take care, guys. Stay tubular.
Later, Gators.
Intro background music is The Run by Kai Engel, licensed under an attribution license through Creative Commons.
Rad.
Hang 10.
Hang 10. We're not surfing, dude. That's a surfing thing, right?
Yeah, hang but 10? You can still do... Never mind.
So you can hang 10 on dry land?
I can.
Well, you're not going to hang 11.
Oh, hanging 10, is that just you know, having your arms on the side of your body? You're hanging 10?
Yep. You're just standing there like a doofus. Yep. Arms hanging. Yeah.
Total dweeb.
Woo, hanging 10. Yeah.
That's what I call a zone dweeby. Take care, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk
about
to you
your
next
Minnesota
week.
Goodbye here.
Yeah. I'm hanging 11. Get
right.
it?
Right. Oh, no. No, I got it.
'Fighting the fight when it comes to technology. We are the knights of the kingdom of geekery.
We rise up when it comes to the challenge of discussing all this nerd knowledge. We are the Digital Soup. We are the Digital Soup. We bring information with lots of laughter. Tune in now if that's what you're after. Digital Soup. We are the Digital Soup. We are the Digital Soup. With Jason, Adam, and usually Dave.